What can composing music teach us about improving collaboration in government advisory groups? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marisa Zapata, associate professor of land use planning at Portland State University, examines the similarities.
What does it mean to center on Black, Indigenous, and other people of color and their experiences in a multi-stakeholder process? I have developed this analogy from research and experience to help answer this question. Convening a process is like composing and performing a song. A conventional Euroclassical piece of music is written by a single composer who decides which instruments perform when and how to contribute their voices. This approach to making music can parallel traditional government advisory groups and public hearings. Unfortunately, Euroclassical music has served as a place of exclusion for people whose ancestry is not from Europe. Similarly, traditional government advisory groups and public hearings have also historically silenced the voices of BIPOC. Writing a piece of jazz can occur in collaboration and provides a looser structure in which an individual can offer their voice and perspective. Breaking the rules for experimentation is encouraged, and people listen carefully to understand your message. Jazz can have simple and easy to hear and read patterns, or, as is common in Latin jazz, a set of rich and seemingly complicated percussion patterns reflecting the cultural heritage of Africa and Latin America. Both music genres can provide beautiful music and powerful experiences, but only one is rooted in the lives and experiences of Black, Indigenous, and other people of color. When centering on BIPOC when creating multi-stakeholder processes, we are writing and performing jazz. And for some of us, that means pushing away from the Euroclassical music model of a single leader with the baton, and instead embracing a more collaborative process where everyone listens deeply and contributes.
That was Marisa Zapata of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.